Well, while my next guest is running around the back roads of Michigan, I'm running around on the back roads of Western North Carolina, at least for a couple of days. What's that place called we're going to go look at today? Blowing Rock. Anyhow, so my next guest, well, we're going to Blowing Rock, which is a town. I thought it was like a thing. It's a town, Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Anyhow, we're going there while Ron runs over to a smelt run and looks for free beer and does all sorts of crazy things on the back roads of Michigan. Ron Rademacher, welcome back as always.
So good to be back, Steve. Say, have you found a really good barbecue place down there where you've been hanging around?
You know, we found a really excellent Japanese restaurant. It was fabulous. I'm telling you, we're here outside of Asheville. North Carolina is known for barbecue, but we found just a killer. We had this duck hot pot thing. Oh my God. It's just, I wept, Ron, over the duck hot pot thing.
Well, that says it all. I do know that the Japanese cuisine, anything south of the Mason-Dixon line, that's where you're going to find the best Japanese. That's what they've always said. So,
well, there you go.
Doesn't surprise me.
So what do you got for us today on the back road?
Well, I'll tell you, I just came back from a week where I was involved with two events, Pure Michigan Entrepreneurship, small businesses, creators, manufacturers, and the mood out there is great. Hey, you had a couple of great shout-outs. I don't know if you remember Tom Schweintek, who I just mispronounced his name again. He's a guy I talked to you about last year who's so smart that he figured out how to make a living selling ribbons.
Oh, yeah.
So,
brilliant.
He came by to say hello, and he listens to your program every day during his workout, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Tom,
he listens to
Lift more, so, run faster, be stronger. Go, Tom, go. There, we got that in.
Yeah, he's a runner. Yeah, exactly that. Then, Laura Hostler came by. She listens all the time over in Richland from the cottage door. And
well, Laura, good to have you aboard, too. Laura, thank you for being here. There you go. All right. Laura Hostler,
and
thank
Gary
you.
Miller from Nature Watch wanted me to let you know that spring is coming because down in that part of the state, red-winged blackbirds are everywhere. So that's
I'll have to check my property when I get back. Yeah, I've got the stand of cattails. When the red-winged blackbirds come in thick, which is about now or maybe another few days, anyhow, they come in thick, then you know they're there. And the bluebirds are back. I have actual bluebirds, not blue sort of bird, but actual bluebirds in our house, three nests.
So now the important news. I was talking to Carly from up at Wilderness Treasures up there in Pickford, Michigan, and she said that they're already getting calls finding out people are expecting an early smelt run this year.
So, smelt still run?
You know, they're up on smelt still run. They're up on Muskegon Bay. I can never say that bay properly in the eastern UP, and they still get a smelt run. They've got a bait shop there, and they get all the skinny. And there's no ice, so they're saying it might happen early. They're also expecting an early sucker run this year.
Yeah, because I learned a lot about life, Ron. I learned a lot about life going to places like Point Pelee. On smelt runs with my father and his friends when I was 7 or 8 years old. I learned things on trips like that. I learned all sorts of things on trips like that. Smelt dipping, there's a lot to be learned by the kids. Don't tell your mother.
Yeah, you're up there with
Just
dad.
Do not
and
tell
Uncle
your mother.
Chuck and grandfather. Yeah, you're going to learn all kinds of stuff. And what happens on the smelt run stays on the smelt run.
Bingo. Do not tell your mother.
Do not tell your mother what happened. But, you know, I want to get this in, too, because Easter's coming. So the road trip of the week this week is to Anderson and Girls Farm in Stanton. They have a tradition where they have, for generations, they have hidden thousands of eggs, Easter eggs, real eggs, out on that farm. And kids can come. It's free. And this year they're having, you can have pictures with live bunnies. So we mustn't forget
and that's in
Easter's
Stanton
this next weekend. Stanton, Michigan. Route 66, baby. One of the largest, it's one of the largest privately run zoos in the state of Michigan. All kinds of creatures there, but this is,
really?
This is all about, yeah, it is. They got gnus, emus, they have camels. You can take camel rides there. They got a huge goat farm. They got tortoises, lemurs.
And where's this one?
This is Anderson and Girls Farm in Stanton, just north of Stanton. Right. Yeah, zebras. They have a birdhouse there. You can go into them and hold your hand out with birdseed, and the birds will just come over and sit in your hand and eat out of your hand. Fantastic spot. Great place.
And they can relieve themselves, too.
Always look on the bright side, Steve. That's what they say about you. Always look on the bright side.
Nice bird.
Maple syrup time is here, and in the north, this is maple syrup weekend. So really? You can Google up Michigan Maple Weekend North Edition, and there's several farms that are going to be hosting. Sweet Success Sugar Bush is going to be hosting, Woods Farm, Bonds Beach Farm, Mapledale Farm, all kinds of them. So you can find one all the way across northern Michigan. And then next weekend, it'll be the UP, and we'll talk about maple syrup in the UP.
All right. I see. I want to go back to this farm motif, if you will. Babies on the farm, I see here on the list.
Babies on the farm. Well, that's a different farm. That's the Tibetan Yak Farm up near your northern compound in Boyne City.
Right.
And they are having
a Tibetan Yak. Really?
Yeah. Well, you got your Tibetan Yak, and you got your Himalayan Yak, and you got your Indian, your Pakistani Yak. So it's a certain kind of yak. They get different kind of wool off of them, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're going to have baby chickens, baby donkeys, baby goats, baby lambs, baby yaks, baby alpacas this weekend. And so you can go in and get selfies with all these little baby animals. I mean, how much fun is that?
How do you say this? Kiwi Dinak?
That's how I would say it if I was you. I'd just say Tibetan Yak Farm. It's a petting farm, so you got to be careful. But yeah, Kiwi Dinak, I believe, is the proper pronunciation. Very good, Steve. That's impressive.
And that's Boyne City, Michigan. By the way, if you want to be featured with your baby yak on this program, all you have to do is get a hold of Ron at MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. And you can be right here on the big old program. And people like Tom and Laura and Gary and all the people that we have shout-outs for, we appreciate you listening. We do. And Ron, I want to know more about that early walleye run as well. I love that.
I'll be in touch with Tom and Carly up there in Pickford, because they're the ones that get they're the ones to have the – so they told me – I talked to them the other day. They said, yeah, you call in, well, and we will let you know what's going on.
Ron Rademacher, everybody. There he is. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good one, Don.